This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Our friends at Youth Radio in Oakland sent a contingent of reporters to Cleveland last week for the Republican National Convention. One of them was Soraya Shockley. KALW's Ben Trefney spoke with her about her takeaways.
So you spoke with a lot of young delegates at the Republican National Convention. Tell me about some of the conversations that you had.
Yeah, we spoke to young delegates from all over the country. And, you know, the most interesting thing about talking to people in general at this convention is seeing how much closer the two sides are than people actually believe. Because, you know, we talked to Colton Buckley, who was a delegate from Texas. He is a log cabin Republican, which means he himself is gay, but that group supports LGBTQ rights within the Republican Party. And he believes in climate change. And while he does have conservative economic values, he's not a caricature of Republicanism. And I think that was what we got from all of the people we talked to. They aren't caricatures that we often see propped up in the media. They're people with real, honest values and virtues that are trying to express those and are trying to change their party to get closer to what they believe their values, what American political values should reflect.
Do you think in 2016 they have much sway over the party as a whole?
It depends. One of the delegates we talked to, Morgan Graham, another delegate from Texas, she's the first Latina to run the Republican Party in her county, Cameron County, Texas. And she headed up one of the immigration platform panels. So she obviously had some say and some influence. But I will say that there was frustration with some of the delegates we talked to about the direction of their party. And that was common for a lot of people that we talked to who don't necessarily fit in with the new Republican narrative headed by Trump.
So the night that Mike Pence gave his speech as the vice presidential choice of Donald Trump, I understand that you noticed that there was a pretty significant lack of diverse faces on the floor there at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. And you stepped outside and ran into the former chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele. I wanted to play a little bit of your conversation with him and then follow up on this. Let's give a little bit of a listen to what he had to say when you asked him about the lack of diversity on the floor.
I stop answering questions when people come up and go, what can we do to get the black votes? My response is, what have you done? Because I'm out. I'm tapped out. Don't talk to me about, don't ask me what I've done. No, you come and tell me what you're doing, and I'll get down with that. I'll do that. Because then that's what we're going to do to get the black vote, because you're already doing it. When we get there, I'm there. Until then, I'm just going to have a gin and tonic.
So what did you make of that?
I think he was being very honest. Like I said before, we talked to a lot of people who did express frustration with the party. And, you know, I was on the floor. I looked around. And as someone who is a black woman, I did not see many faces that look like mine. And, you know, one of the big things we noticed was that there were quite a few black speakers at the convention, but Steele said, you know, most of what they were saying was lip service. There was a lot of judgment towards the community, the black community, in those speeches, instead of having honest, painful, and frank conversations about where America is today with racism and where the Republican Party is today in relation to black people. You know, I've never been to a convention before, but looking around, again, there weren't many people that looked like me.